The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It is popular among presidential candidates to complain that America's power to influence world events is ebbing away. But once in a while, we get a reminder that America's power to influence culture is as strong as ever.
Well, there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby.
More after this from Charlie. While he was in Kenya with President Obama, CBS White House correspondent Major Garrett had little time to sample the Nairobi nightlife and immerse himself in Kenyan music. And thus it was that he met a Kenyan musician named Elvis.
Elvis Otieno, or Sir Elvis, as he's known in these parts.
My mom and my dad loved Elvis Presley. And so when my mom gave birth to me, that was the year Elvis Presley died. Mysteriously, I became a musician.
Elvis was born in rural Kenya, the son of a preacher.
Tell me about country music in Nairobi and in Kenya. Is there an audience for it?
A huge audience here in Kenya. Way back then, from 50s and 60s, there has always been a country music program on the airwaves in the Kenyan soil.
And Major also found that Elvis is far from alone.
Elvis sometimes shares the stage with Esther Kankara, who styles herself after an American country legend, Dolly Parton.
The country has such rich themes like family values, love, God, and country roads.
There you are, America. Maybe we can't fix Iraq. Maybe we can't get Iran to blow up its reactors. But by golly, our music is so powerful that you can cross the ocean all the way to Africa and find that the locals, without any help from us, have adopted Dolly and Elvis.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.